You're with SBS Radio.
Nu in de serie Invisible Migrants, het verhaal van Christina Visser. Wij Nederlanders staan in Australië bekend als de Invisible Migrants, omdat we ons zo makkelijk aanpassen en zonder veel hulp te vragen onze weg vinden in het nieuwe thuisland. In het voorjaar van 1952 arriveerde Christina Visser als zesjarige met haar ouders, haar tweelingbroer en de vier andere kinderen in Sydney. Hoe is het hen destijds vergaan en waarom is het gezin Visser geëmigreerd?
Well, I come from a family of six. My parents, Johannes Visser en Adriana Visser Gorissen. My older brother Pete, who was 14. My sister Hart, 10. John, 6. And me. I was called Cynthia then, and he was called Johnny. And we're twins. And we came out from Rotterdam in 1952 on the Johan van Oldenbarnevelt. So we arrived in Australia in probably March, the end of March, and arrived in Sydney. Now, I don't quite know why we came out. I did not find out really until fairly recently. Like, my parents didn't talk about it. Dad certainly never did. But Mum, she didn't really want to come out at all. So I didn't find out the reason entirely, not then.
And how old were you when you arrived in 52?
Yeah, we were six. My twin brother and I were six. After the arrival, we were transported to Bathurst, and we were in a camp there, and I think it was just called Bathurst Camp, and for immigrants, and there were a lot of different immigrants there. And remember, we were there for a while, and we all went to school there, until one day people from different companies would come, and they'd be looking for people to work for them.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't have a job lined up, or Dad didn't, but he was a builder, cabinet maker. He had his own business in Zevenhuizen, where we came from. And this guy apparently had come and said, put your hand up if you're a builder and you want to go to Melbourne. And Dad thought, oh yeah, I need a job. And we didn't know where Melbourne was. And we ended up in Melbourne. And how we got there, I'll never know. We didn't talk about it. And I talked to my brother about this, and he doesn't seem to know how we did get there. But I'm pretty sure Dad went on before us. And we were sort of billeted out by a Dutch minister of our church. And we were Presbyterian. And they had a terrace house, a two-story terrace house in North Melbourne, and he established that. And I vaguely remember meeting them. I remember their names, but they weren't there when we got there. And so we ended up moving down there. All of our things, all of our household goods and everything all came to Australia later on. Came on a different ship, and we didn't get that until we moved from Melbourne to Geelong, where we settled. So there we were in North Melbourne in this terrace house.
And then with no one that you were acquainted with, you knew no one else?
We did. We met a family from on the outskirts of Zevenhuizen, and they were called Bundabrooks, and they were farmers. And they were on the same ship, the same Johan, and we've had a lifelong relationship with them and their children.
All right.
They started off in Fremantle, but they didn't like it there at all. It was very sandy and uninhabitable, really, back in the 50s. And they stayed on the ship and moved to Melbourne and then country Victoria. So we knew them, and then there was another family there that we became very, very strongly linked to as well, and they were Vanderbents, and they ended up in Melbourne. They got off the Johan and went to Melbourne, got off at Melbourne, and then moved to a little place called Henty, and there was a camp there called Bonagilla, and they were there, or I think Bonegilla was near there. I've been there. I've had a look at that. But they ended up in Henty, which is a one-horse town back then, still is. But we've remained friends ever since, to this day.
And yeah. did you receive lots of help from each other, or how did you cope with coming to a complete new country with a different language and no friends or hardly any friends, no family?
It was very, very difficult for my mother. I remember that. She did get help from the minister's wife at the time, and we were living there. She must have lived in another place because we had the house virtually to ourselves, but she was very, very helpful. But Dad worked for a Dutch company in Footscray to start with. And no, it wasn't Dutch, it was Australian, Wright's Brothers building company.
Right.
And then he got a job in Geelong, and they were Dutch. And so they were instrumental in helping us find a house. We got a housing commission house in Geelong, and they were a huge help. And we moved to Geelong after a couple of years, but there was quite a large Dutch community there. And so Mum, she struggled to learn the language.
Yeah.
But she managed in the end. And Dad, well, he went to work every day, and we went to school, the local schools. But my older brother was 14, so he was already in high school. My sister wasn't far behind. And John and I, we went to primary school in Geelong. And there are a lot of Dutch people, a lot of different nationalities there, and we learned English very quickly. Yeah.
And were these happy times, the early years from your 6 year on?
They were very happy times. I found out a lot about myself. And over the years, I found out that I really yearn for gezelligheid, know that word.
Yeah.
And I never missed out on that. I missed out on my grandparents. I've missed out on growing up with my cousins. But my mum and dad, they always had this beautiful ambience at home.
And to set up a house, to set up work, to find your way in a new country, there was a lot of help amongst the Dutch community in Geelong at that time.
Yes, I think there would have been. I was in La La Land, really. I've always sort of had that little inner girl inside of me. And I just went along with everything. But I do remember Mum belonged to a Dutch church. It was just a little church. The minister from Melbourne would come. Actually, it was the minister from the house that we stayed in North Melbourne. He would come once a month. And Mum was a great organist, and she'd play the organ in the church. So we did get a lot of support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to the early days
and
about the invisible migrants. When you arrived being 6 years old with the whole family, was it due to be as soon as you could be Australian and blend in with everything and everyone?
My first recollection really is Bathurst, the camp, and we're in a Nissen hut, and all crowded into this Nissen hut. We were one of the lucky ones; we didn't have to share it. And sometimes the men had to go in their own huts, and the women and children shared with other women and children. But we had our own, which is very fortunate. But we went to school there, and my recollection was pretty ordinary there. We couldn't speak English. The teachers disciplined us, and I hated that. My brother got the cane a couple of times. I don't know what he did. I never got the strap, but the girls got the strap and the boys got the cane. And that did appear, though, later on when we went to primary school. This was, I don't know what sort of a school this was. And I remember having been sent outside, and there was lantana growing everywhere. And to this day, whenever I see it or smell it, it triggers a memory of that awful time.
Yeah.
And a very bewildering time for my parents, thinking, a Nissen hut. We've just come from this beautiful two-story house in Holland with our family around, and here we are in a Nissen hut. And I think it might have brought back perhaps memories of wartime. I don't know. They were army camps originally, and it was just awful.
So how did you find your comfort in as a young girl in this new country?
Only, I think, within my family. We said to Mum and Dad, I don't know, we were never allowed to have any pets when we were in Holland for some reason. And I remember saying to Mum and Dad, as soon as we get our own house, we want a dog, we want a cat. And we did. We ended up doing that. Not in Melbourne, once we got to Geelong. And we ended up having pets, and then we had chooks, and Mum had a vegetable garden. And we sort of compensated a lot by living that way. And as we grew, we got Saturday morning jobs, and my brother and I, we'd earn a few shillings, and we used that as pocket money, and started to grow up.
Do you feel Australian?
No, I don't. No, not really. Although when I watched the Olympic Games in 2000, I didn't know who to barrack for. It was either Australian or Holland. But no, I don't really feel Australian. Not really. I love Australia. I love the beaches. I love travelling around Australia. But I'm always saying, people say, where are you from? I said, oh, Holland originally. And I always say it. I never say, I'm an Australian. I'm from Sydney. I'm from here. I don't. It's always Holland first.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.